This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Swedish voters appear to have voted Sunday for a split parliament, with far-right populist Sweden Democrats adding to the gains of 4 years ago. Ruling center-left coalition led by Social Democrat parliamentary leader Anders Ygeman reacted.
It is alarming, and the decent parties of Sweden has to come together to form, I hope, a government across the old borders between left and right.
An influx of tens of thousands of migrants and questions about the health of the welfare state in Sweden has alarmed many voters. Mattias Karlsson of the Sweden Democrats suggests party supporters have the right to be heard.
What we've seen here is a political earthquake in regards to Swedish political history. And I think that the leaders of the two big parties, the Social Democrats and the Moderate Party, need to listen to this signal from the Swedish people, need to change the policies that the Swedish people want to see. They want to see real change.
Both major political blocs have rejected any cooperation with the Sweden Democrats. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has warned against foreign interference in his country's internal affairs.
Interfering in the internal affairs of other countries is morally and practically wrong. Morally wrong because the question is, what superior intelligence do you have to think that you can understand the problem in my house better than we, the occupants?
Last week, a lawyer for the opposition lawmaker, Robert Kyagulanyi, called for the halt to U.S. military assistance after his client claimed that he was tortured by security officials while in detention. Kyagulanyi had been charged with treason for his alleged role in the stoning of the presidential motorcade last month. This is VOA News. North Korea staged a military parade. It happened Sunday, marking the 70th anniversary of its founding. Columns of marching soldiers, tanks, and other conventional weaponry were on display, but there were no signs of nuclear missiles. Joshua Pollack, a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, tells VOA that was underscored by who attended the anniversary.
I tend to see this as being of a piece with the presence of a number of foreign dignitaries at the event. If there wasn't going to be some restraint in what was displayed and said at the parade, why should they come?
Among those present was China's top parliamentarian. President Trump, in a tweet, thanked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a nuclear weapons-free parade, calling it a very positive statement from North Korea. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack near a procession in Kabul, commemorating the death of a former anti-Soviet Mujahideen commander. At least 7 are dead, more than 24 wounded. In Syria, Russian and Syrian warplanes struck at rebel targets in both Idlib and Hama provinces. According to rescuers and residents, barrel bombs filled with explosives and shrapnel were dropped on villages and hamlets in southern Idlib. In Washington, Vice President Mike Pence, appearing on the Fox News Sunday program, had a warning for both Damascus and Moscow.
I want to make it very, very clear, as a wider world is watching, is that the United States of America and our allies will take swift and decisive action against any use of chemical weapons in the Idlib province. Beyond that, I will tell you that we're watching very carefully as resources are being marshaled along the border of the Idlib province. And I'm confident it'll be a decision by the President of the United States, but I'm confident that we'll be monitoring that very, very carefully to ensure that we don't see another humanitarian catastrophe like we did before.
Idlib is the last major rebel stronghold in Syria, and pro-government forces are marshaling for an impending assault. Another Palestinian was shot and killed by Israeli troops as he tried to damage the Gaza border fence. Nearly 130 Palestinians have died along the border region since sporadic protests broke out in late March. Leader of Cambodia's main opposition party, Kem Sokha, was released from jail today, a year after being charged with treason. His party also disbanded, leaving the ruling party of Prime Minister Hun Sen alone to win all parliamentary seats in July's election. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.